This is JIS News coming up. Government says no planned job cuts. Jamaica's net international reserves stand at $2.9 billion, and Heart rolls out mobile labs. The details after the break.
Protect our children against lead poisoning by proper storage and disposal of old car batteries, and use lead-free paint. If you think your child might be exposed to lead, call the Caribbean Poison Information Network, CARPIN, at 1-888-764-7667. Visit CARPIN's Facebook and Twitter pages for information on poison prevention. This message brought to you by the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. Financial Secretary Devon Rowe says under the current heads of agreement signed this year for the 2015 to 2017 contract period, there are no planned job cuts. In a press release issued Thursday, Mr. Rowe said measures under consideration to enable the government to meet the 9% wage to GDP ratio requirement include management of vacant positions, voluntary retirement, and voluntary separation. Technologically aided programs are also being implemented to increase efficiency and improve ease of doing business with the government. Mr. Rowe adds that the administration is committed to engaging the trade unions and groups representing government employees as part of efforts to manage the public sector workforce. He says the recently concluded wage agreements are part of a broader strategy for public sector reform and are designed to enhance the delivery of public services, which are integral to the successes of the overall goals of the Economic Reform Program. Jamaica's net international reserves, NIR, as at the end of October 2015 stood at $2.9 billion, putting the country in a better position to withstand external shocks. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips made the disclosure at the ninth staging of the Dialogue for Development lecture on Wednesday. He says the country's economy has been experiencing improvements due to the programs and policies implemented over the past 2 years.
We have seen a return to greater levels of fiscal health. Our debt has been reduced by 20%. We had a debt to GDP ratio in 2013 of 145% of GDP, which is now down to 126% of GDP and should have an out term of 120% GDP by the end of this fiscal year.
The NIR represents contingency funds which can enable the country to survive severe external financial crises, cope with shifts in investor confidence, and natural disasters. While the reserves are not credited to the country's revenues, they provide confidence to the markets that external obligations can be met. The NIR in 2013 was approximately $800 million. The Heart Trust NTA has rolled out two brand new mobile units to increase access to training and career counseling for rural communities. The units consist of a mobile welding lab dubbed Heart Sparks and a mobile career counseling service called Career Coach. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the Heart Sparks welding lab will train workers for industrial electronics, while Career Coach will deliver the full range of Heart services, including recruitment, applications, career services, and job placement.
The best thing that any state can do for its people is not to line their pockets with money, but rather to give them the opportunity of a good education and training. We are going to offer more and more training for actual job opportunities.
Two additional mobile labs will be rolled out by the end of the fiscal year. One will target untrained and uncertified workers within the hospitality and tourism sectors, and the other industrial electronics. And Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer says the time has come for a new kind of agriculture that incorporates more youth involvement and the infusion of modern technology. The minister was representing Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller at the 75th anniversary gala banquet of the Jamaica 4-H Clubs Wednesday.
We have to structurally reconfigure the entire agricultural architecture, starting with agricultural training at the secondary and tertiary levels, and addressing all the binding constraints that militate against a more active and consistent engagement and participation of the youth in agriculture.
Mr. Kellyer says as part of measures to get more young people involved in agriculture, the government is placing increased focus on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM subjects at the secondary school level. He says the move will ensure a stream of graduates with the insight and technological savvy necessary to drive the new agriculture. That was JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.